This is VOA News. From both, I'm Marissa Melton. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday that the United States has started talks with Tehran over the return of at least five American hostages whom Iran is holding. In an interview on CBS News' Face the Nation show, Sullivan said that it was a significant priority of President Joe Biden's administration to get the Americans safely back home, and that it was a complete and utter outrage that they were being held. Sullivan said the United States will not accept a long-term proposition where they continue to hold Americans in an unjust and unlawful manner. He called the situation a humanitarian catastrophe. Iran is holding dozens of dual nationals, including the five Americans, mostly on espionage charges. Even with the hostage discussions, Sullivan said no talks have begun with Tehran about the United States rejoining the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran's nuclear development program, which Iranian officials maintain is for peaceful purposes and not the development of nuclear weapons. Sullivan said Iran has not yet responded to overtures to renew nuclear talks. Earlier Sunday, however, Iran said the United States will not be able to rejoin the nuclear pact before it lifts economic sanctions against Tehran. Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the 2015 accord and cut the level of its uranium enrichment. Thousands of demonstrators staged demonstrations across Myanmar again on Sunday, a day after two people were killed when police and security forces used live and rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannon, and slingshots against those protesting the military's February 1 coup. Early on Sunday, police arrested a famous actor, Lu Min, who'd taken part in protests in Yangon. VOA News.